Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for our new bonus episode we are doing for subscribers to Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. We have a very special guest with Gary Peters Sr., who is a junior United States Senator from Michigan, and he's going to talk to us about the fuckery with the Postal Service, as well as why Mitch McConnell is holding up the COVID aid. And the other voice you are hearing in this interview is our producer, Jesse Cannon. This is an interview for Beast Inside members only. To hear this along with the rest of our upcoming bonus episodes, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. The Senate is on break now, right?
It is.
Can you explain to me what's going on?
Well, we shouldn't be on break at all. We need to do an additional COVID package. We need to provide help for folks who need to continue to put food on the table, roof over their head. We need to make sure our small businesses survive this crisis so that we can get the economy going strongly. And that doesn't happen without small businesses surviving. We need to deal with the health aspects of it. Testing is still too slow. We've got to put additional resources into the capacity to turn those around a lot quicker. And yet Mitch McConnell has us in recess, which makes no sense whatsoever. You know, the House passed a very comprehensive package 3 months ago, and yet Mitch McConnell did not bring it forward for a discussion in the Senate. And here we are. And now we're in a really difficult situation where you're going to see the economy continue to weaken, according to many economists. And when you start digging a hole, it's a whole lot more difficult to dig back out of that hole. So it's really unfortunate that we're not seeing leadership from Mitch McConnell. And quite frankly, we haven't seen that from the Trump administration as well. In fact, even during some of our preliminary discussions, President Trump was on the golf course, not being hands-on on a major crisis facing our country.
So when Mitch says we're doing recess, that's it, right? There's no way to push back against that?
They have the majority. They can move to adjourn.
And then that's just what they did. And there are no Republicans who are like, wait a second, people are going to lose their homes?
It's what's frustrating is that we have a large block of Republicans who believe, and this is part of what Mitch McConnell, he put forward his proposal, which was inadequate in so many ways, and yet he didn't even have support of his own caucus, because my understanding is there are roughly 20, we think probably more than 20 members of the Senate Republican caucus who believe there should be zero aid for the country. They don't want to appropriate one additional dollar, which makes no sense and clearly is tone deaf to the struggles that everyday folks are facing.
So explain this to me. This is what I thought was happening. So Republicans weren't able to make a deal with themselves, so they decided to go on vacation?
The negotiations, we wanted to have negotiations to come together with another package. The House, as I mentioned, you know, already passed a very comprehensive package. So the idea was to come together, bring everybody to the table. Let's figure out where we can find some middle ground to get the aid, particularly when folks who are unemployment, for example, were facing a financial cliff with the premium payments going away, the $600 a week disappearing at the end of July. And that was going to put many, many families in a severe financial situation. So the negotiations started finally, but right at the cliff date, basically. And in those negotiations were Speaker Pelosi, Leader Schumer. You had Secretary Mnuchin from the White House, but not in the room was Mitch McConnell. He wasn't even in the room because his caucus was not united. You know, over 20 people didn't want to do anything. And President Trump was not actively involved at all. He was on his golf course.
This is just makes me apoplectic, but not as apoplectic as the situation with the post office. Let's talk about the post office.
Absolutely.
So 4 days ago, you opened an investigation into the post office. What were the first signs you saw that something was going wrong, horribly wrong with the post office?
Well, I began to hear from constituents that were calling the office, contacting the office, complaining about mail taking a lot longer than they had ever experienced. You know, I'm ranking member on Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs. Part of that, our committee's responsibility is oversight of the U.S. Postal Service. So I'm actively engaged in postal issues regularly. So I follow what people in Michigan are saying about the Postal Service. And it's certainly not unusual to have folks have critiques of the Postal Service. We get that on
sure.
But the there was a spike, a major spike in comments coming in. When I monitor what constituents are saying when they contact my office, and to see the spike, I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? We need to look into it. And the more we looked into it, the more we realized how widespread it was. And then we started talking to folks who are actually in the post offices, our postal workers, our letter carriers, mail handlers. And let me just say at the outset, these are incredibly professional people. They believe in the mission. They work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.